Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode with Wise Women Chat Podcast. This is a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. So today, I have a guest on the platform. I'm just going to introduce you to her in just a few minutes. But what we're going to be chatting about today, she is actually a new author, published author. I'm so proud of her. She wrote a children's book. We're going to chat about that. And we're just going to chat about some of the challenges we both faced and some of the things that we had to encounter and experience in writing our book. So we're going to chat about it. We're going to provide someone with hope. We're going to encourage someone to use what God has given them, the skills that God has blessed them with, to do the thing that God has called them to do in such a time as this. So I would like to, before I welcome my guest to the platform, I want to give you a title to this episode, and it is Just Do It. Just do it. Just do whatever it is that God has put on your heart to do. And I promise you, you will succeed. So I would like to introduce the lovely Raven to the platform. Hello, Raven, and welcome to the platform.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Ms. Trish. Thank you for the opportunity. It's exciting. Just do it. How are you?
So we're going to chat about just doing it. We're going to speak about our books. I'm going to give Raven the opportunity to speak about her book and promote her book to all you listeners out there. And we're just going to have a good time. We're going to do just like we said we were going to do, just to give you all encouragement and hope that whatever you set your mind to do, guess what? You can do it. So Raven, let's chat about some things. First of all, speak to the audience. Tell them who you are, where you're from. Tell them what inspired you to write your book.
Well, good evening again, everybody. My name is Raven White. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. And although I do live in North Carolina now, I've been here for, I guess, going on 8 years now. And I've been an educator for over 20 years. So there's a bit of inspiration from that, just being in early childhood for a long time. And literacy and reading, those things are always very important. And so the inspiration, it really came out of nowhere. There wasn't anything, you know, some people just have these things. You know what, I want to be a, you know, writer when I get older. I want to do stuff like that. It did not come to me like that, however. So it actually came to me, real situation, working at one of the places that I work at. I'm still working with her, having, you know, sometimes you just go through a season where it's just not, it's not moving as you would like. So my hours had gotten cut and I wasn't driving. Now, you know, just think about the fact that I'm from a big city. So I don't have a car, I didn't have a license. We don't need those types of things really in New York City. I'm used to public transportation. So to come down here and not have a car was really a struggle. So opposed to having to spend a lot of money that I wasn't even making enough to have to pay for cabs back and forth, I would drop my daughter off before my shift because she had to be there in the morning. And I would go right across the street from my job to Starbucks and, you know, buy something to drink or so, use the Wi-Fi, get on my computer and, you know, just start looking up some things to occupy my time and my space. And then just somehow in researching something else, the inspiration to write a phrase down, and then one phrase leads to another and then leads to another. And I'm like, hey, you know what? This would be pretty, you know, cool if it was in a book. And it literally came like that. It came in a time of struggle, really. Just trying to come up with some other options for what I should do or so. So even in, you know, even in that time, you know, the Lord birthed something in me to be able to write children's stories. So that's how that came about. You know, there's not anything so glamorous about it. That's how that came about. However, it was the time that I needed to start formulating the the new talent that I didn't even know I actually had.
Wow. Awesome. Well, tell the listening audience the name of the book.
So the name of my book is called The Night Before Christmas in Brooklyn. And it's a sweet, sweet story. So of course the title is familiar with The Night Before Christmas. And I purposely use that title because it is familiar. However, this story actually comes from an experience that I had when I was younger. So it is true. It is based on true events. And, you know, when you are younger, you think that, especially around the holiday time, because it is a holiday story, you just think that, you know, Christmas time is just so grand. It's magical. It's just, you know, the best thing that you could ever hope for. And, you know, when that's how they market it, you know, as a wonderful time. And you know what? I can't say that it's not. To some it is, you know, I've had some magical Christmases or so, but when you are a kid, you don't think about the fact that everybody doesn't view it the same way. So to know that one of my dear friends who I am in school with, she didn't really care for Christmas as much, and that's because they didn't have the glamour of Christmas. And I have to say glamour as in materialism of Christmas, you know, where, you know, the kids have to tell you what they want and there's all these gifts under the tree, and you know, those weren't their experiences because they were struggling financially. So just making sure that everybody ate for the night, or making sure that they got to school on time, those were their struggles that they had to deal with on a daily basis. And those are things that kids don't normally think about. So, you know, to realize that I'm so happy about the season, and then she couldn't really be happy about the season because it just reminded her of where they were, and it wasn't in this special place that a lot of people may want to be in. You know, that struck me as a young kid, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. You know, and it just hit me in a way that, you know what, wow, I would love for her to be able to have a smile on her face. And so I wanted to give some of my presents to her so that she can experience that kind of feeling that I experienced on Christmas. And that is what the book is based off of. This young girl in the story, she hatches a plan with Santa Claus to give her gift to someone else who was less fortunate, because everyone should experience the joy that Christmas brings. That's an actual line that I wrote here in the book. That is what that's what the story is about, is that, you know, to give is your greatest gift. If you receive something, that is sweet, but to give is your greatest gift. You know, loving one another is the greatest gifts that we can give to one another, and it doesn't cost a thing.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful story. I have the book right in front of me, and it is, I read it, it's beautiful. Raven gifted to me, and I'm going to gift it to a principal all the way in Ohio. Yes, I am. She's waiting on it. She's waiting on her book, Raven. So I'm going to be sending this book to Cleveland, Ohio, and gifting it to a principal who loves to read books. She is now reading books on social media, and she's going to love it. She is going to love it. So I got to get this book to her ASAP. So I'm telling you in advance, she is going to really love it, and she's thanking you for doing just what you did. You just did it. And this is what this is all about. It's just providing hope and encouragement to someone else that they can do the same thing. How many books may be in someone else? Or even if it's not books, maybe it's businesses or whatever it is, but you have it deep down in you that needs to burst out. And just to tell just a little bit about how I wrote my book, and then we're gonna get back to you, Raven, because this is your day. This is, you're gonna shine tonight, okay? But just to give a little piggyback off of how you got started and the situation that you got started, based on when God put into me what I had to just birth. I was at a season where I used to send text messages out. I used to always love to encourage people. There was just always in me to encourage. So I used to send text messages out to, I don't know, I think it was about 50 people per morning. People were waiting for those text messages to have when they drank their coffee or before they read their word or whatever the case is, before they went to work. So I would send these messages out. And if someone told me years ago when I was sending those messages out, they were forwarding them to their loved ones. So the messages was going as far as the West Coast of California, Arizona, Texas. I mean, it was all over the place. People were sending the messages to their family members. And someone said to me, they said, why don't you write a book? Why don't you put it in a book? Because the text messages, they come, you know, at some point it, you know, comes out of your phone, you know, is deleted in your phone because your phone can only hold but so much, right? And so they said, why don't you put this in a book, woman? Here I am. I'm not writing a book. I'm not writing a book. Yeah. You know, and it's so amazing how when God puts something in you, but because of a number of things, and I know I may be speaking to that person who may be walking in fear, just afraid, or even thinking nobody is going to read my story, nobody is going to buy my book. Yeah. Don't dare. Right. Don't you dare, though. Don't you dare do that to yourself. Okay. Because if God put it in you, trust and believe the correct season, the perfect time, he's going to birth that thing. And you just don't know how many hundreds of thousands or millions of people need to hear your story or get a blessing. Like from you, Raven, going back to the night before Christmas, and you telling us what the story is all about. That's a blessing. People need to hear that. The gift of giving, the gift of love. You know, people need to hear that. So I'm glad that we just did it. We just got up eventually and just did it. Was it easy? No, absolutely not.
No.
So let's talk about your challenges. Let's talk about a few of your challenges that you had on the way to writing this beautiful children's book.
First, I do want to say, especially because we're definitely talking about just doing it, that this story is new to you guys, but this story was written 5 years ago. And in the midst of 5 years, I have tried to, you know, move forward. Now, I can write the stories. I might be able to draw a couple stick figures or whatever, but I'm not an illustrator by no stretch of the imagination. And, you know, there are processes to do a children's book, is especially because you have to, you know, have an illustrator, and you know the words are important, the pictures are just as important, because you know children read with their eyes first, and reading with pictures is what I'm saying. And it was just kind of going back and forth trying to find the right illustrator, and then someone just couldn't capture the visions that kind of way, and then knowing that if you are financially in a place that you can't do it, that can be another setback. And that was a setback for me. And one of those, I just remember a few times trying to, let me look on this site. It doesn't hurt to look. It doesn't hurt to ask a couple questions. And then it just didn't pan out. So I just, you know, would get discouraged with it, and then I would put it away. And then sometimes those days or weeks would turn into months, and then here it is a year and a half later. And then it was always pressing upon me, because every year the holiday season comes up, right? So for at least four years, at least 3 or 4 years, every time the holiday season came up, I was like, my book should be out right now. That's all. It was almost like that. That was just the spirit tapping me on my shoulder, like, this is the season that you would be in, but this is just not your time now, right? So of course we have the sowing, and then we have the reaping season. And it's just amazing that when it is your time, how things line up for you in your time. You know, it was nothing forced about this time. You know, 2020, we can say 100 things about 2020. We all agree that it probably is something that none of us ever predicted was going to happen, for sure. But in a mix of everything that had gone on with the world shutting down for most of us, and you know, the scare and the rise of the pandemic and all these things, and people losing jobs and people losing assets, it also birthed a lot of new creations, new creators, new entrepreneurs. It sat people down in a way to have them go back to being creative, being and just kind of doing things that they dreamt that they can do. And part of my message to that's actually here in my dedication is that this book is not only dedicated to my daughter, but also to the dreamers. We get older sometimes, and it seems like our dreams just kind of fade. And it's okay for them to change. Sometimes they change, you get discouraged, life happens. And that just do it. I had to make a conscious decision. I also turned 40 this year, and I was like, I'm really turning into a new season, and I need to do something. If I don't even get it published this year, I need to move forward with it. If that means just getting an illustrator, and then we take it to the next step, I had to do it that kind of way. So there was a lot of struggles because this is my baby. You know, this book is my baby, and when it's yours, yes. there's a level of vulnerability and trust that you need to have when somebody else needs to step in to help you move this along, right? So I had to trust somebody with my work because they have to be able to read the story and everything in order to do the illustrations. When you send it into copywriting, you know, you just making sure that everything is together. When I did the video book version of it, so I had to send that to somebody else because there isn't anything that you're going to be that I had to do on my own. You know, we all have to rely on one another to do something. So although it wasn't easy, the end result of it is exactly what, you know, is exactly what I wanted. And I really want to encourage whoever may be on a journey, not just for book writing, but for anything that you have wanted to do or that you start. We are really good at starting stuff and then not finishing it. To just finish something.
Come on now.
It doesn't have to be eight of them. Just pick one, dedicate some time to that one, and just do it. Because I was scared. You know, I was scared. I was like, what if this thing, if nobody likes it? What if nobody buys it? You know, right. What if people don't really want to support it? Or, you know, whatever, all of these what ifs and stuff, you know, some of those things are distractions that that he tries to use to kind of get you discouraged from doing things, especially when you have a message. Everything that we have, everything, every experience is not even for us. It is for us to go through, but it's for us to tell somebody else so that they can go ahead and get over whatever humps that they are in. So I'm glad that this was my year of just do it. This is my year of just doing it. I'm continuing into 2021. So even if it may not go how you want it to go, but things lined up. When I needed my illustrator, she was there. When I needed the videographer, I just so happened upon him. It wasn't happenstance. That's how God orchestrated it. He was there. When it was time to put all these pieces in place to get stuff formatted, the people were in place. So trust your project. You know, trust the Lord, trust yourself. So we second guess ourselves a lot and just do it. Be encouraged, be inspired, be creative, and just do it. You can do it.
Yes, they can. And yes, any of you can. I mean, Raven has just provided that beautiful illustration of how she went through what she went through and how she just kept her faith, because I truly believe that's what you were doing, keeping your faith, you know. I too, I was like, oh God, who would read it? You know, at one point I even said, talking to myself, like, I'm not Joyce Meyer. Right. I can't. I'm not. I won't. And you know, mm-hmm. God voice it, and you're not. You're Trish Duckworth. Mm-hmm. You're Trish Duckworth. And that's what you are meant to do. Whatever I put in front of you, you know, it's like, stop the procrastination. Stop all of that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just walk in the authority that I have given you. Right. Go ahead and just do it. Just do it. Because one thing, audience, that you won't know how it's going to play out, or you don't know how it's going to spread out unless you do it. Unless you try it. So I encourage you all to just whatever it is. And Raven, you made a great point talking about, you know, the time that we were at home for most of us, the pandemic. I heard a lot of people, even though, yes, the pandemic has affected all of us in some way, shape, or form, with so many millions losing their jobs and have to be home or working from home, however it was. But I've heard quite a few people say they were blessed with starting businesses. Businesses are doing well. So guess what they did? They took a chance. So you never know why we have to go through what we go through, right? You never know why God had to shut everything down, right? It could happen very well for you to just get up and do it. Whatever that get up and do it is, you and God know what that is.
Amen. Reset. Yeah. We're busy doing life. And then we forget about some of those things that we need to do. You know, and my pastor had been preaching for some time, you know, the world. And when he says the world, not you know, the world as a whole, but the world as in the community that you are specifically needing to reach is waiting on you. So if you're not going to do what you need to do, then your world of people that need to hear the inspiration from you will not get what they need from you. I mean, you know, the Lord is going to, he's going to fill that void, of course. However, there are people waiting on our stories, on our experiences. Just like I've been inspired by several other people, I too am one of those that somebody else can be inspired by that story. So I say, just do it. It may not happen right now, but just do it.
Yeah. That's it. So speaking of that, what is your, how, just talk a little bit about your faith in God and how he's been there from the beginning guiding you. I know you had to see the light in the tunnel at some point, and that's, you know, you kept going and going and going. So but talk about your faith.
I am, God is just, he's so good, so timely. I've really been learning that. Is that his timing is perfect. Of course, his reward is perfect. And, you know, I've been saying since I moved here, listen, going on 8 years for me. So probably the last 4 or 5 years, I've been saying for sure, you know, that I am a born-again believer. And that's because when you are younger, and this is my story. When I was younger, yes, I have a lot of family members that are in ministry and things like that. And you just kind of, you go along, you may understand some concepts of it, but it doesn't truly become personal until you make it personal, right? So I can't receive something that somebody else wants for me more than I want for myself, right? So it's just the same if you want to smoke or so. I can't. Even if I put a patch on your arm, if you don't really want to stop smoking, then that's just going to be on you. So when I really made a conscious effort to, I need to try Jesus for sure. You know, not my mom's Jesus, not my grandmother's Jesus. I need to try him for myself, for sure. Then things just started to shift in a way, because then it starts to become, you know, personal. Even how I got down here, Trish, is really the work of the Lord. I came down here with no job, no real source of income. I didn't know anybody down here but my best friend and godmother who were here. So even with money in the bank account, on paper, I should not have been able to come down here and get an apartment. I've been in the same place that I've been in since I moved here, with no job, no assets, no real set of income. Only, you know, there's requirements and guidelines that you need to have before you can get your own apartment. You know what I mean? With no cosign.
Oh, yeah.
No cosign. Okay, but God. Right?
Look, but God.
Okay, he sets things in place the way he needs to, so that you can do what you need to do. You know, and I just think about that, like, I really do. I think about that, like, I shouldn't even have been here this, you know, this kind of way. But when it is time to move, it's time to move. When he says go, you need to go. And he has just been showing himself faithful to me. Even time that I've lost my job and didn't know how things were going to come together, they've always come together. And he's always like, but haven't I always taken care of you? Why is it that you feel like you need to worry because this is not the space that you want to be in? Think about those times that I have always taken care of you, dangers seen and unseen. And it's the truth. We have not been sick. We've always been protected, down to getting, finally driving and getting a car and being able to move around. He has always been faithful, and because he has always been faithful, I have been faithful to him. You know, we go through these times where they're not going to be the best of times, but all of those seasons are seasons for, you know, for experience and for lessons and for you to get to the next point. And he always shows up. Yeah, he shows out. He is the most consistent and faithful. And I'm just truly blessed for where we are right now. And for somebody else to just be inspired whenever I tell them that story, or any stories as far as, listen, the Lord had to do that, because I wouldn't have been able to do it. It's such a blessing. Yes. It's such a blessing. So I love to serve him and sing of his graces, because he's still doing things. There's some big things that's on the horizon that I'm excited about. So, but God, right? Because that's what he's driving this whole thing.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Well, tell the listening audience where they can purchase their book, give us a price, let us know where we can, we're excited. I'm excited. I know they are.
So right now, The Night Before Christmas in Brooklyn is available on Amazon in paperback and in the ebook format for now. It is, the paperback is 12, the ebook is 5, and then it's also available on Barnes & Noble. The paperback is available on Barnes & Noble for 13. The audiobook is in processing, so it should be ready soon, and the video book should be released, thank the Lord, hopefully by the end of this week, by the weekend. So you can get it in 4 different formats. So you can get it paper, the book in hand, you can have your ebook copy, your audible copy if you want to hear me read it to you, or the video book version that has all of those, all of it together. So that's where you can get them. And next season we're going to have some more things in line with it, but that's where you can get them. And you can follow me and the journey of this book on Brainwork Books by Raven on Instagram or on Facebook. So it's the same name, Brainwork Books by Raven. And that's where you can link up with us. Miss Raven is my personal page. I still, it'll be the same. Miss Raven, R-A-Y-V-E-N, on Facebook. So if you need to reach out to me, please do so. I would love to hear from you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that, Raven. I mean, once again, holding the book in my hand, I'm just so happy for you. You're shining, hon. You're shining. And God is doing some amazing things in your life. And for the simple fact of you even being on this platform to encourage other listeners, somebody, like I said before, who may be afraid to step out, who may be afraid to make that move to do some of the things that they've been wanting to do and just afraid to just do it. So thank you for providing them hope and encouragement and allowing them to hear your story. You being here is a blessing, and I so appreciate it. So listen, audience, you heard Raven, you heard her provide all of her social media and how you can purchase this book, this beautiful book. I will also have it in the description on the podcast, so you won't miss it. Raven, also provide your, or did you? Did you provide your email address?
Brainworks, BROOKLYN, brainworks@gmail.com. BrooklynBrainworks@gmail.com is my email.
Okay, so you teachers out there that's listening and you want to order 30 copies for your classroom, or principals who want to order 150 copies, you know how to do it. Listen, let's support each other. We have to do a little bit better with that, okay? It's room at the top for all of us. God has skills and he has blessings and he has a lot to manifest out of us all.
Amen.
All he wants you to do is just do it. Do it. So once you do it, you're going to get that support and you're going to get all your loved ones to want to support you. And I'm sure you're going to want it just like we are. But you know what? We're blessed to do exactly what God told us to do. And because of that, guess what? God is going to bless all of those who's a blessing to us. Come on. That's what God does, y'all. That's what he do. In a blessing business. And just like Raven stated in earlier, that this, during this pandemic, she birthed something. So there's still some good things coming out of this pandemic. There's some good things. There's some great things that's coming out of this pandemic. So I say to all of you, again, I thank Raven for being here, for providing encouragement to you all. But I say to you all, just do it. Just do it. Somebody needs to just get up and do it. And if this episode or segment is not for you, pass it on. Pass it on. Send it to a couple of your friends. Someone needs to hear it. Somebody needs to keep the hope. And somebody needs to stay encouraged. So here At Wise Women Chat Podcast, we always like to leave with a scripture. But before I do, you've got all the Raven's information. Please check out Morning Glory. Morning Glory is a 365-day devotional that God blessed me to write along with Purple Pearls. You can find those two books on Amazon as well. And you can check out my website at www.wisewomenchat.com. The scripture for today, Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No thing will he hold from them that walk upright. Let me rephrase that. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So if you guys are doing everything that you're supposed to do, you're putting it all together, just like a puzzle, putting it all together, presenting it before God. Because truth be told, if you're putting it together, God has already pushed you into that area, right? He's already made the way for you when you don't even know there is a way. That's the kind of God he is. So don't sit on those skills. Don't sit on those talents. Don't sit on it. Just do it. So thank you again for tuning in. I pray that this blessed someone. I pray that this has given someone the unction, someone to give them the dunamis to just do exactly what God is telling you to do in such a time as this. So thank you again. Until next time, we'll chat later. Goodbye.